Time for sport now on RN Breakfast. Warwick Hadfield is here. Warwick, let's start with the cricket. The Australian captain, Tim Payne, we are being told is 100% fit for the second test, and that's according to coach Justin Langer.
Hamish, if Justin Alfie Langer says it, it just must be true. This man is the most
honest. He's so honest.
He is. There is one journalist, a guy called Paul Gough, who worked for AAP. He would just keep asking Justin Langer questions because he just loved listening to him speak. Media conferences would go on for years. Look, Tim Payne, as we know, has a history of hand injuries. One of those almost ended his career, required 5 surgeries to get him back playing. Now, he copped a whack on that hand on day 5 of the first test when he was batting to try and win the test for Australia. Didn't succeed, as we all know. Now, in turn, Tim Payne, they were holding media conferences everywhere yesterday in Adelaide before the players flew off to Perth for the second test. Payne has backed his champion fast bowler, Mitchell Starc, to be back to his best for the second test. And he may need to be. There's talk that the wicket at the new stadium in Perth will have all the volatility of the old one, much loved at the Wacker by Dennis Lilly and co. And Tim Payne, I like this, he's also indicated that his team will continue to ignore the verbal musings, if you might call them that, from the Indian wicketkeeper Rishabh Pant, saying the Australian team won't be carrying on like a pork chop. That's a great old Australian saying. Not that old, actually. Apparently it made its first appearance in print in around 1975. So, yeah, relatively new, but it's great. It's, we'll go back to calling people blokes instead of guys, and we can go on carrying on like pork chops.
Can't wait. In football, will Canberra potentially be part of the A-League next season?
Well, that's one of the options, Hamish, that might be answered when the FFA heavies meet today. Canberra is one of 6 outfits bidding for inclusion in an expanded A-League. And the Canberra team comes ready equipped with a W-League team. And that may be an advantage when everyone sits around to make that decision sometime this afternoon. But, of course, there are things pushing against a decision. Well, a decision may still be made, but it may be postponed. There's resistance coming from the existing A-League clubs to any expansion. So the new teams, well, they might be confirmed today, but not be able to compete for at least one more A-League season. All these options, as I said, are open to the FFA, but the subtext here, once again, is the relationship between the recently empowered or they've gained more power A-League owners and the FFA. And it's really going to be a thing to watch as round ball football plots its future in Australia, this battle between the FFA and the A-League. And look, there's another story doing the rounds this morning. Aaron Mooy may miss the Asian Cup with injury. There are only sort of few details at the moment, so I might look at that in more depth at around 7:30, Hamish.
Now, in Australian rules football, the SANFL has introduced new rules to ensure the 19th man debacle of this year is not repeated. Tell me more.
A huge cheer has just gone up in South Australia, Hamish, because you said SANFL, not SANFL.
Well, I was told to very specifically by our producers, who I think had been received a talking to from you.
Well, the marketeers in South Australia are going against the great tradition. They want it to be called the SANFL, but the old folk, they've grown up with SANFL, and that's they want it to stay. Now, they're also cheering in South Australia about this new 19th player rule after North Adelaide won the preliminary final while having 19 players on the field in the final quarter. You're only allowed, of course, 18. It required the rustle of silk to settle the issue. Michael David QC declared the Roosters the winners of the game, but fined the club $10,000 and took away 4 premiership points for next season. Now, that's a penalty, I can tell you, because I've been speaking with a few Roosters folk in recent times. They're more than happy to accept in return for being able to win their first grand final since 1991. In future, more than just the captain will be allowed to challenge if there's more than one player on the field. And they're going to appoint one more match official just to make sure someone can count to 18, Hamish.
In hockey, Warwick, I see you've been talking to our hockey correspondent, Rick Charlesworth, again. He's got some wise words for the Kookaburras when they play their World Cup quarterfinal in India today. And those words are, beware the French.
Hamish, he's run his gimlet eye over both teams the past week or so up there in India. He says Australia, coming off the 11-0 thrashing of China, should win, but they underrate the French at their peril. Now, the French are a hockey nation in building. They had a win, 5-3 over the Olympic champions, Argentina, last week. This team is based on the squad that finished second at the Junior World Cup 5 years ago, and it's a well-resourced outfit because French sport generally is building towards the next Paris Olympics in 2024. And if Charlesworth, ever the innovator or the stirrer, was to have his way, and he often does, that competition in France in 2024 would be contested between teams of 9 rather than 11. Charlie reckons the reduced number on the field would make the sport better for players and spectators players alike. He's always been a bit of a stirrer, has Richie Lamb.
In football, Socceroos officials anxiously awaiting an update from Huddersfield Town about the extent of the injury to Aaron Mooy.
Now, I got you on your pronunciation of the SANFL. You got that right, but you got this one wrong. It's Huddersfield.
Can't win them all.
No. I mean, look, if you come from Australia, you can say Huddersfield. It's just if you come from up north, you've got to say Huddersfield. Let's get back to Aaron Mooy. He sustained a medial ligament injury playing for the English club. Unofficial reports are that it is severe enough for him to miss at least the opening rounds of the Asian Cup early next year, because that competition starts for the Socceroos on January the 6th. Australian team officials are awaiting further official information from the medical staff at Huddersfield or Huddersfield. But an indication of how bad it is might be the fact that his replacements are already being canvassed, maybe even James Troisi, who is a proven Asian Cup performer. He could come back into the main squad. Of course, compounding all this are the ongoing reports that Tom Rogic is carrying an injury. And of course, Daniel Azani has already gone for the duration with an ACL, Hamish.
I will not try and compete with your Northern English accent. In rugby league, more controversy surrounding Carnarvon Sutherland, otherwise known as the Sharks, this morning.
Yeah, look, barely a week goes by without some sort of scandal being reported at the Sharks. Look, it's the Daily Telegraph's Phil Rothfield, who barracks for Cronulla, and he always reports these stories with the heaviest of hearts. He's saying that Coach Shane Flanagan, now, he's a fella who all too easily attracts the epithet controversial. Shane Flanagan may have breached the conditions of penalties imposed in the wake of the club's supplement scandal, that he have no contact with anyone at Cronulla Sutherland during a 12-month ban. He even needed to get official permission to sit in the stands to watch his son play in a second-tier competition. But NRL investigators have found, well, it's alleged evidence at this stage, while poring over the books looking for breaches of the salary cap, that he might have been in contact with some officials at Cronulla Sutherland. And if these allegations are proven to be correct, look, he could be kicked out of rugby league for some time. And the club could also have to pay a $4,000 fine that was originally suspended as part of the penalties imposed for the supplement scandal. Suspended suspense. It's never dull in the Shire, Hamish.
Absolutely. Warwick, thank you very much. Have a good day.
Good on you, Hamish.
It is 24 minutes to 8:00.